Nice to Mercy Roadside. My name is Frisha. Calling from a safe location.
Yeah, I'm calling from a safe location.
Alrighty, may I have the first and last name?
Jonathan Ashley. That's J-E-H-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Alrighty, and if our driver needed to reach out to you for service, what is the best callback?
719-627-7711.
And whenever you're ready, let me have your member ID for your roadside.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Just when I thought I had everything that I need. 1 second for me, I apologize.
Yes, sir.
That's the policy number, right?
Correct. It should be all digits. Oh.
Person I talked to you before that didn't relate all of that, so I think I'll put it back in the corner. Sorry for all the wind.
You're okay.
Damn, I just left my debit card sitting on this shit. That would be...
Would be 686-118-18-4096. Thank you. 1 second here. Alrighty, and let me see first. It's not pulling. Has there been any changes in the last 72 hours?
No, they just basically reactivated it, basically, because we had discontinued for a second because the vehicle was being fixed and it wasn't going to be being driven. And then, so we got it fixed and everything, and then we basically just reactivated it the other day on the 29th.
Okay. Maybe I misheard the number. Give it to me one more time. I'm sorry.
Give me 1 second. I actually just walked away from my vehicle.
Sorry.
It's all right. Be quiet, boy. Stop with all that barking. I'm pretty sure. I think I have it pulled up right here in front of me. Yeah, I do. Let me see. How you doing? Appreciate you. Who is Gerald Tafoli? Oh my God. 1 second for me. I apologize. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I do apologize about that. I had a work call. Sometimes it sucks being the boss. let me see. So you need. So my membership number, it says, looking at the roadside assistance plan, it says 68618184096.
Okay. For some reason, that doesn't want to pull the policy. What should be the address on file? Or either the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
2014 Chrysler Town and Country.
Okay, let me search about the vehicle. One sec.
I mean, I have the 24-hour roadside assistance plan thing in front of me that I signed.
Yes, sir. It's more than likely here. What could have happened is that they could have updated your number and not given you the updated one, especially if it got reactivated. So we'll just try to find it. The vehicle can't be wrong, so we can't go wrong find it that way. I think I have it, actually. What color is that vehicle?
They have it on here as saying cherry, but I would guess it would be red. But it says cherry on the roadside assistance plan.
Okay, I have it here. And could you give me a brief description of what was going on with the vehicle as well as the service you requested?
So, like I explained to the other lady, my wife was driving yesterday, and a guy was about to hit her. So she swerved out the way, and she hit the curb that was right there, and it basically blew the tire. Like, there's no damage to the vehicle. The only damage was to the tire and a couple of scratches on the hubcap. But the tire itself blew. And I don't have a spare in the car, and apparently one of my children decided to do a disappearing act with my job, so I don't even know where it is. So I can't call for, like, the service for them to come and just, you know, change the tire because I don't have a spare. So the big old tire that's down the street from my house, that if I could have it towed there, then they can just fix it there. So it's more so I was just wondering if I can get a tow to the tire shop and they can just drop it off, and then when it's ready, I can get a lift and go pick it up.
Okay, we can definitely do so. We'll get that out for a tow. And on what side is the vehicle? The vehicle is the flat. Passenger or driver, front or rear?
Passenger front.
All right. And last time anyone was able to check the vehicle, was it still shifting gears just fine?
Oh, yeah, I can drive it without a problem. I had it towed here last night. I tried to call you guys last night, but it didn't work out to my favor. So I had to call a regular tow company. And we towed it here. We're able to shift gears. I mean, like, I can get out there and drive it if I need to. There's nothing wrong with the car.
Okay, you're fine. And we don't have any type of modifications or dragging pieces we need to be aware of, correct?
No, I hooked the children, so it's no pieces dragging.
All right. And do you have the version with the standard two-wheel or the one with the four-wheel drive?
Standard two-wheel.
Okay. And where will we be picking it up from?
It's at my residence, so it's a 6396 Council Point, apartment 101.
Alrighty. And that's 80923?
Yes, correct, 80923.
And what would be that tire shop? Either the name or address?
It'd be the big old tire. Where my phone? It'd be the big old tires. And, I'm sorry, when I said my phone, I have another one, so I don't want you to think like he knows he's talking on it. But it's 4496 Austin Bluffs Parkway.
All right.
80918 would be the zip code.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's see here. Okay, so what I do want to alert of with your service, and if you called last night, they probably told you, but I'd like to cover it. So you're under a plan, N as in November. It gives you one service every 2,160 hours, essentially one every 3 months, and you have a coverage amount of $50. What I will be doing is talking our drivers to go for underneath your $50. If I can, we're going to be good to go, We can just go ahead and get him out there, and the only thing you'll have to look for is a text with his name and phone number. If I cannot get them to stay under your 50, you'll be receiving a callback from me letting you know what they're charging, and then you can either decide if you want to use them or not.
I got you.
Okay, then I will get this moving. I do have one more question for you. Is someone going to be at the pickup address with keys, or are we leaving keys with the vehicle?
Yeah, I'm here. I work from home, so I'm here. So all they would have to do is just give me a call, and then I can come out.
All right. Yes, sir.
I took a home day today.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, that is just fine. I'll go ahead and reach over and start talking them down, and you have a good one until then, unless you have further questions.
No, ma'am. I appreciate you.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.